Mi cámara con dos cosas.
Vayishtachu Yisrael vayeshev al hamito. Rashi says in the parasha, Talma be'idna sagidle. Yosef is, Yaakov is the father. Why is Yisrael, Yaakov, bowing down to Yosef? A shul, when it comes his time, you bow down to him. It's a muscle the Medrash brings. Usually the melech is the ari. But you know, the shul has his day. Tala, the shul, be'idna, when it comes his time, sagidle, bow down to him, be oivid him. The Imre Emes used to say, an expression. A shul is a pikeach. The pikeach, no, and the shul is not always on the up end. 98% of the time, the ari is up there at the end. But the shul is a pikeach. He knows when the opportunity rises to grab it. No pun intended. I'm just saying a var. That when an opportunity, he didn't get it. Okay, I'll explain. The opportunity of tokfai, tala b'idna sagidle, on every sugya, I don't want to say it's tala, but the shul is a pikeach, and when itaka has an opportunity to shtai, to take a sugya that allows and makes you and helps you really grow, itaka grabbed his namnut, to grab the opportunity. Zokti gemar boi rab zeyro, tokfechet b'faneinu mahu, dehainu, shnayim oichis in betalis, ze oimer kuloi shali, ze oimer kuloi shali. The din is yachloiku b'shvua, right? Zei yishav v'she'en li b'pachas mechetziv, zei yishav v'she'en li b'pachas mechetziv yachloiku. That's avada the din. What if? And Rashi says, koydim shenishvu. Rashi says, tokfa echad hoitziya miyad chaveiroi b'chozko, v'harei kula b'yodoi, koydim shenishvu. The psak in Bezdin was headed towards being yachloiku with a shvua. Why not call Olam Gavar? You have to chazen. Why not call Olam Gavar? Like most Rishayim, because you need Oichazin. And Oichazin is a cause for Chaluka. Like the other Mahalach, the Yisoid is, because there's no Vaday Ramai. But the din is, it's heading for Yachloiku, and the din is going to be Yachloiku with the Shvua. One of them, and we're going to be consistently using Reuven, if you don't mind Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is the one that grabs, Shimon is the one that stays quiet. For now, hopefully, we won't confuse ourselves in the consistency. We'll go that way. So Reuven grabbed it, and Rashi says Reuven grabbed it after, before they swore. Before they swore. Does, hey, Satan Rashi, if the case was that they already made the Shvua, they didn't walk out of Bezdin yet, but they made the Shvua, I guess while still holding on to the Karkashta, the din is going to be different. What's going to be different? There's so many details in the sugya developing, we have to decide what's going to be different. But Rashi and the Achrayim selling it, Rashi makes it his business to say that the tzir of the sugya is that it was kaidim shenishbu. So this was pending, heading towards Yachloiku. It was going to play out as the Yachloiku. Assumingly they were both going to swear. For the record, according to many Achrayim, if you don't swear, you know what we end up saying. Okay, Yachloiku anyways. I mean, it's not so pushy. Something to think about. But Rashi again stages that the case is koydim shenishbu, and in this matzav of koydim shenishbu, one of them grabs it, and the Gemara says b'faneinu. The Rishonim speak out b'faneinu means in front of the Bezdin, in front of the Bezdin. Interesting, in front of the Bezdin. So we had a matzav of shnayim ayuzin, and one of them grabbed it. Zok the Gemara mahu heichi dami, says the Gemara. You know, how many options are there for Shimon to react when Reuben grabs it? How many does the Gemara give? Two? What?
Three.
Two and a half. Three! I have a fourth. Grab it back. You didn't have such a casual? Grab it back.
It's the same thing.
No. Say no. Ragua. Just grab it back. Interesting. He was scared of him. Shimon was scared of Reuven? Someone told me an interesting svara. What? It's in front of Beis Din. Oh, he didn't want to. Hachno in front of Beis Din. I would say also, you don't have to grab it. You're in front of Beis Din. I'll even use the lashon. Chazi le rabbanon. I'm borrowing the lashon. What?
For sure, can't be your case because if you grab it back, then
no, it's not the case. I'm just discussing what potentially would be the options of Shimon. It's not the case.
Then you're back to Takas the other way.
I know. We're gonna get to that.
Chazak means he does nothing. So he used chance.
Sabach means response. You mean Sabach could include also grabbing a bat. Sabach with the mouth, Sabach with his hands. Sabach all kinds of ways. You want to say that's part of Sabach? I know, but Sabach, the pashtus means just screaming. And the Gemara says a lashon. I heard this akasha from a Talmud Chacham. He asks, my havel el mebed. My havel el mebed, that's the best you could do. Scream, grab a bat. My havel el mebed, it was the best you could do. But what does the Gemara say the reactions are?
Just says that's what we did.
Okay. Oh, you mean he calmly says to Beis Din, "Bahachna, I'm not being moedi." I mean, it doesn't have to be a tzvacha. It's like a, I want to. What do you say? I want to say something for the. Want to go close to the desk? What? Yeah, I want to go to the desk. I want to say something. Okay, I can't. Oh, yeah, objection. Okay, fine. So that's all tzvach. That's all tzvach. That's all tzvach. What?
Calmly tries grabbing it back.
Yeah, well, that case also. Yeah. Not tries. Taka does. I don't know, maybe he didn't because, you know, the other guy's like stronger. Okay, cut. We'll start again. Hechi dami frex the Gemara. A fascinating nekuda. If Shimon stays quiet, he's being moided that it's Reuven's. Elamai says the Gemara, that can't be the case. Because then for sure, the din would be Reuven gets it. It's not a question, meaning pshita. The Gemara doesn't say the word pshita yet, but that's what the Gemara means. It would be pashit that Reuven would win. Either cut sovach my have a little mebet, and again sovach screaming, protesting, grabbing it back, politely, not politely. All of that is a package my have a little mebet. And what's the din going to be? We're going to reinstate it back to Yachloiku. We're going to either politely or not so politely explain to Reuven. To put it back into a yachloiku mode. Fear touch the Gemara. So hey, what's the website? Rishayla's up the Gemara. Like Sricha, the Shasik may carve a hadar tzavach. First, his initial reaction was shtika. Hadar, afterwards, how much afterwards? 1 minute, 7 minutes, 32 minutes, next week. Huge machlekes Rishayim. I want to just, we're going to get to it. I respect it. It's Kamashitas in the Rash, but the Ritva, the Ramban. But again, we'll use. The Gemara has three stages. Tzavach miyad, whatever miyad means. Miyad might mean 20 minutes, still might be called miyad. We're going to soon discuss what's the realm of miyad. But there's tzavach miyad. Then there's, I'll use the Rishonim sprach, shasak mitchila batzoif, which people mistakenly think he was shasak forever. If he was shasak forever, so, okay, that's not tafches. So, Avada, eventually he comes back, Shimon, and says, hey, I do one. There's no sugya if he shasak la'olam, so it's not la'netzach. But mitchila v'atzoif, whatever the window of opportunity of screaming is. And then there's the middle level that the Gemara says, which again, Rabbi Yisai, there's going to be so many shittas what this middle level is. I'll explain soon, today, Be'ezer Hashem. But the shaila from Zera is focused on this middle level. Shasak v'acharkach tzavach, hodar tzavach. And the Gemara even elaborately explains the shaila. My. Do we say, just like shtika mitchila v'atzoif, whatever mitchila v'atzoif means. Let's go to a classic pshat Rishonim and say, until they walked out of Beis Din. Let's say it took 45 minutes, but they walked out of Beis Din, and they walked out of Beis Din with Reuven holding the talis, and Shimon walking out empty-handed, and then, vetzachop, 2 minutes or a week later, Shimon comes and says, I have a story. There, it's about to do Elamai, maybe even shasak v'acharkach tzavach, whatever v'acharkach means. It's also a hidah. I don't know. There's a knech. Kivin the katzavach hashta. He eventually did scream. Whatever eventually means. Sorry for saying that again. Igloi milsa the high the shasik meikar a saber haikachas l'rabban. And we have an excuse for his quietness. Meaning technically, be'emes really there should be no excuse. And unless you were miyad protested hachna tzavach grabbed did something, it would be an issue. But no, there's an explanation. Chas l'rabban will explain all of that as well. There's a lot of things going on in the sugya, Rabbi said. I want to talk about first a topic. Actually, I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. I want to talk about the shura of either katzavach mehavalei lemebad. I don't want to talk yet about shtika kahidah and how long the thunderous shtika was and what effects it has. I want to go at an earlier stage. The Gemara is mefor that if Shimon is tzava, protests, grabs, politely or not, right away, then avada, we reinstate it back as the yachlaiku. Frek and Allah we shine him. Why? Freeze the scene right now. Who's holding the talis? Reuven. And don't ask them to talk. They're frozen. They're frozen. Don't ask them to talk. But what did they say 5 minutes ago for protocol? Coolishly, coolishly. And what's the din supposed to be? Yachloiku with a shvur. And the Gemara says, either katzavach mahava lelameba, that's going to be the din. Why? Freeze the scene on video, but go back to the audio. And what do you hear? Reuven says coolishly, and Shimon says coolishly. What's the din in a case when Reuven and Shimon walk into, I'm serious about this. What's the din in a case when Reuven and Shimon walk into Beis Din and Reuven is holding the entire talis, and Reuven says coolishly and Shimon says coolishly? What's the din? Rashi said it on Beis Din Aleph, and it's obvious, and everyone knows that's the halacha. And it's mamash the same scenario. Reuven says, it was a mitzvah, and I picked it up first. Shimon said, no, I picked it up first. I mean, you're looking at Shimon, how did it happen that he got there? I don't know. Obviously, Reuven grabbed it right away before they came to Beis Din. But what would have happened if it didn't be? Hamaitzim Echareel Avariah. Rashi says, but first like that, right? Davka oiches in the shnei am gzokim, but the aim is a koyich yoyse mize. She ilu hoyse be yarech el avadi, av inach hamoyse mechavei el avadi varayim. Ve egem she shaloi, ve enu nevan zel lito b'shvua. So is, why does the Gemara say, either kat sabach, my havalei le mebat? And then we're going to soon analyze, Be'ezer Hashem still today, how to listen to his shtika, how long did the shtika take, and the various repercussions of shtika. And there's a lot of details on that as well. But I'm at an earlier stage. Why is it pasha that either katzavak mahavale lemebad? Lemaisa, Reuven grabbed it. Reuven, even now, you know, don't go back to the old audio, is continuing to say coolishly. Shimon b'chayr vetzachop, and he's saying coolishly. It's coolishly, coolishly with Reuven holding it. Why is it so pasha that it gets reinstated back to the yachloiku? Now, some people, when they hear this kasha, like, it was yachloiku, we saw it. Is it a question, Michal? Do we want to discuss this? So let me tell you something very interesting. The Ramban asks it as a kasha. All the Rishonim, but I want to focus on the Ramban. The Ramban says something eye-opening. Mom, I should fast anything, the Ramban says. And someone asked me about the Mara Mekoyimus that it says Tok Vekoyin on the headline. And the Sugif Tok Vekoyin is actually on Vav Amid Beis, and we're doing Tok Ve'echad by a talis. I want to talk about Tok Vekoyin a little bit. With respect, yeah, Ba'achna to the Sugya, but there's a sugi of Tokfei Koyin. Very quickly, a crash course in the basic concepts. When a Yisrael has a Bechor, Behema, Tehoira, let's assume. There's other cases, but let's talk about Bechor, Behema, Tehoira. There's also Bechor, Behema, Tehoira. There's also Bechor, Adam. There's a lot of things. But let's talk about a Bechor, Behema, Tehoira. A person has a Kivsa that gave birth to a Keves. And it's not klar if it's a Bechor. Why is it not klar if it's a Bechor? Because last year, this Kivsa mother had a semi-miscarriage, not exactly clear what was going on there. So we don't know if now the Bechor, the baby, the Behemoth that's born, is it a Bechor or not? Facts. If it's a Bechor, it doesn't belong to the Yisrael. Kacha. It's a Gzeres HaKosev. It already belongs to the Kohen. He has to give it. He has to actually be Makdish it. The Gemara discusses what that's all about. But it's a whole process, and there are special dinim, and if it's a Tamima, you makrav it as a carbon. The Kohen is makrav it as a carbon. If it's a Balmum, the Kohen also gets it and can invite other people to eat it. Who is exactly allowed to eat it? The Yisrael is allowed to eat it. They're only Kohanim. Anyone knows? Yeah? That's how Pashat. Yeah? But it has a lot of dinim, and if it's a Bechor, Avada Kacha. Whose Mumin is it? Mumin Kohen. Which Kohen? You'll figure out a real Kohen. Now, if it's not a Bechor, it belongs to the Yisrael. Happy hour case is that it's a suffix if it was a Bechor because of something that happened last year with the mother. Let's assume it's Shema B'Shema. It might not be. You could have a case of suffix Bechor that's a Vaday Uvaday. Each one, the Kohen and the Yisrael insist they saw what happened last year. The Yisrael insists nothing ever happened to the mother. The mother already gave birth last year to something. It could be a lot of other cases also. It could be that the behemoth gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. You know which one came at first. There's a million and one cases, and they could be sfeikus and metzias, sfeikus and din, and maybe we'll have fun, we'll talk about it later. But there's a shayla, if it's a suffix, So there's a Mishnah in Taharis that the Gemara quotes on Vav Amid Beis, Taharis Perek Dalid. Ha'amoytzi mechaveri olav harayim. Dehainu, since it's a Suffolk Bechar, the Yisrael gets to keep it. Gerada, the Gemara says, but it is Asur v'Gizav Avoyda. We do have to have brisker nervin about the Kedusha, which is an interesting split. For the moment, it's the Yisrael gets to keep it. But he has to be choishish, certain Kedusha issues. Clares the Gemara, and it's a huge sugya which we're not doing justice to, but we're going to be subtly, with a silent be aware of the musagim already. If the Kayin grabs it, talk for Kayin, you hear him, the Kayin breaks into the house and grabs it. So there's an attitude to say, and he turned the tables, now I'm holding it, says the Kayin. Now, of course, what can you do 10 minutes later? Not so behachna. Grab it back. And the saga can continue until past
117.
What? Which one?
The Bible doesn't ever
actually
know which
time. Oh, that Taisus talks about, and there's various other issues in the Sugya of Takfei Kayin, which is not negay for today. Excellent. But front center, to be familiar with the Musagim. Takfei Kayin might see in Miyadai. Don't get scared of the words. Say it, okay? Takfei Kayin might see in Miyadai means we take it away from him. We say, Reb Kayin, you have no right. Misafek, the minute... This is so gishmak. Not when the baby Behema was born. When the Suffolk was born. When was the Suffolk born? When was the Suffolk Noilad? When was the Suffolk Noilad? A year ago, I think. What?
Combination of the miscarriage and...
Yeah, L'chaira. Taka, not so poshit. But let's assume that the Suffolk is Noilad when the baby Behema is Noilad, because it's irrelevant until then. Let's... It's taken out of question. I just stepped into I also stepped into an issue. But let's say that the Suffolk was noilad into a hamoytzim echaveri al avaraya system, and the man the omar takfei kayin might see in miyadoi holds that hamoytzim echaveri al avaraya is a one and done situation, frozen set the vadoyis that it belongs to the Yisrael with no right for the kayin to grab it, and if he grabs it, we push to take it away from him and give it back to the Yisrael. La'umasev is a shita that holds takfei kayin ein mitzi in miyadoi. And about it's endless. The kayin can grab it and Yisrael can grab it back and it goes on and on and on. And that's the mandam of takfei kayin ein mitzi in miyadoi. The Ramban says, and this is the shocker, the Ramban says, why is Ruvain by Shnayim Oichazin not able to grab it from Shimon? We're going to soon discuss that if Shimon was quiet somewhat, there might be some shtika kahayda of sort applying with details soon to be discussed. But without that, either katsavach, my havale lemevad, if you don't mind, takfei Ruvain, if you want Ruvain to be a kohen, it could also be, it's fine, but we're talking about the case of Talis, takfei Ruvain, I want to be Zaylan, but I want to know what's the psak. If there's a tzvacha, if Shimon is tzveyach, takfei Ruvain, might see in miyadai or ain't might see in miyadai? Might see in miyadai, we'll take it away from him. By the way, we're going to give it back to Shimon. Split it! Blue and green! Blue and green! Technically, he only grabbed the green. I'm assuming Reuven is blue. He really only grabbed the green, did he? I mean, so we can talk about that also soon. Zok de Ramban, this is the big part of the Sugya. When the Gemara says, Ida katsavach my havale lamevad, one line in the Ramban, the kaimel on top by kayin might see in the other. On Azai Eichet stayed in the Rashba. And many, most Rishonim argue. I want to make it very clear that the Nakuda White Tfisa of Ruvain by Shnayim Oichzim doesn't help, has nothing to do with the Sugi of Takfei Kayin might see in Miyadai. There's a different, better, preliminary reason why Ruvain can't grab it. I'm going to try to discuss it. But first I want to prove my case. How do I know that by either Katsavach my Havale Lameban, it's not based on the sugya of takfei kayin might see in the other. And a reminder, the Ramban and the Rashba do say it. That's wow. The Olam is not in a spall yet. But that's a wow that the Ramban says it's because we pass the takfei kayin might see in the other. Another something that the Olam should know about, and we will eventually when we grow up over here, the Rambam Shita is, like in many sugyas, a lot of times it happens that there's a whole sugya, and then the Rambam Shita is, the Rambam passes takfei kayin ain't might see in the other. Most Rishonim don't. It's a big balagan. The Rambam Paskins Takfei Kayin ain't might see in the other. We're going to talk about it when we do the Sugya of Takfei Kayin. The Rambam Avada Paskins over here, I mean, it's a whole shiloh. What if Shimon was Shoysik? But if Shimon was Sabach Miyad, Avad the Reuven cannot grab it. So no connection, right? Takfei Kayan, ain't mitzin the other. And still over here, Takfei Reuven, mitzin the other. Why? We need to be masber. So the Rambam is my first proof that we have to start talking business. A second proof is the Rush. The Rush, also in the sugya of Takfei Kayan, Paskins, Takfei Kayan mitzin the other, like most Rishayim. But he stresses, and it's a crucial point, it's only because the Kayan and the Yisrael are both Shema, nobody really knows what happened last year. But when it's Taka Bari Ubari, Takfei Kayan ain't might see in the other. Even if the Yisrael is also Bari. Now, I'm not talking about Bari Vishema. They're both Bari. Bari, Takfei Kayan ain't might see in the other. So we have a Rambam that flat holds Takfei Kayan ain't might see in the other. We have a Rosh that holds Takfei Kayan by Bari ain't might see in the other. And here it's Bari. And one more. The Ramban, and if you want, it's a very big arichas to go through. The Ezer Hashem, B'siyat of the Shemai, when we do the Sugya of Takfei Kayan, there's something called Klolei Tfisa. I want to introduce it to the Olam. There's a whole sefer on it, Kuntres HaSfekes. It's called Klolei Tfisa. The rules of when you could grab things, you have to have Tfisa on the Sugya. When you're allowed to grab things, when not. And most Rishonim, when they open up this topic, it's a jumble. They say, Takfei Kayan. Well, they say, Kaimel on Takfei Kayan might see in the other. And now, there's a whole sefer from the Shach, by the way. The Shach wrote a sefer, Takfei Kayan. I think that's how it starts. Kaimel on Takfei Kayan might see in the other. Now, the Rambam, of course, holds Kaimel on. And he might see in the other. But then they ask from assorted various Gemaras all over Shas, and you go on a trip all over Shas when Tfisa helps. So how do you answer up all the various Gemaras, which we're not doing today? We're Mechadish Klolei Tfisa. You want to hear an example of a Klal of Tfisa? I just mentioned one, the Rosh. The Rosh is Mechadish, that Bari is different than Shema. Why did the Rosh do that? He was in a good mood? No, the Rosh had Gemaras that was before that Tfisa did help. But he insists that we pass and talk for Kayim and see in the other. It didn't stim those other Gemaras, so he came to the conclusion, must be when it's a Bari, it's different. The Rishonim on that, on such an Eifin, are Mechadish various Klolem. Another one that I want to just throw out to the Olam, there's a difference between Tfisa Koidim Shinoil Rasafik, Tfisa La'achar Shinoil Rasafik, and Tfisa B'sha Shinoil Rasafik, if there's such a thing. And those are just one of many, but I want to say something interesting, and I remember Rav Asher made this deal. The Ramban has a huge arichas of Klolei Tfisa, right here on the Sugi by Goyer of Zera. Tysus also does. You know what Tysus wakes up and talks about Klolei Tfisa? On Vav Amid Beis, by Takfei Kayan. He waits. Why does he wait? So Rav Asher explained, and it's vital to this verse. Because I'm about to tell you why, by Talis, by Boyer Rav Zera, by Shnayim Oichs and Betalis, there's a more basic, simple, principle reason why you can't grab, why Takfei Reuven might see in the other, not based on Takfei Kayan might see in the other. So again, the Ramban and the Rash say, Ha'idah katsavach my havalei lemebad, because Tfisa doesn't help, Kivan de Kaimel on Takfei Kayan might see in the other. The Rambam can't learn like that because the Rambam flat holds Takfei Kayan ain't might see in the other. The Rosh can't learn like that because the Rosh holds Chosh by a Bari, and here you're a Bari, ain't might see in the other. And Tysus can't learn like that because you see, Tysus only wakes up about Klolei Tfisa later. So back to the Shaila. Why can't Reuven just grab it? So let me tell you something interesting. I want to give you a different case. Shimon and Reuven are in Beis Din, and Shimon is... They're actually having a din Torah about a house somewhere. There's some kind of real estate issue. They're having a thingy. They're talking about it. And Reuven just grabs Shimon's jacket off. You told me you're going to be a prophet for nothing. Reuven just grabs Shimon's jacket off. What's the din? Shimon keeps quiet. He's machno and bezdin.
In front of Edim?
What?
In front of Edim he grabs it?
In front of this was a high-end case. There was hundreds of people in the court.
What do you do?
He kept quiet. He kept quiet. Mitchila
Batzoif. He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. They walked out of Beis Din with Reuven still holding Shimon's jacket, and 3 hours later, Shimon's lawyer calls up to Reuven and says, can you just bring the jacket back? He says, what do you mean? I grabbed it, and it was in front, and everyone. It was Shosak, Haida. Cornish. Avada, you can't just grab someone's thing. We know it's his. You're a Goslin. You're frustrated about the case about the karka, but you can't just grab something. Reuven and Shimon are holding a talis. Let's clear the chakira. Blue, green, gray. You know it's blue, green, gray? We clear a shayla. In the matzav of Shnayim Oichsen, even before they swear, is each one holding They're both holding it in Metzias on the Karkashta. But do we look at it be'emes be'emes that Shimon's holding a 50% green talis and Reuven's holding a 50% blue talis? If that's true, then Avada Reuven can't grab Shimon's green talis. He has no right to grab. You look like a goslin. You have no right to grab. There's no suffocate club. There's no suffocate club. That's one mahalach, why maybe over here it's different. There's another mahalach, though, that the Kuntres HaSfekis brings from Reb Chaim HaKoyin Heller, his brother. Right? There were four brothers, actually. There was the Ksois, the Chumash Sakri, there was Rabbi Aryeh Leib HaKoyin, there was the Ksois, the Shashmaitzen, the Amimoyin, there was Rabbi Yehuda Leib HaKoyin, there was Reb Chaim HaKoyin Heller, and there was the fourth brother, Rabbi Yomim Dovsa. There's a whole story about the four brothers for a different time. Last name was Heller. You wanted the last name, right? Yeah, HaKoyin Heller. Anyways, so in the Kuntres HaSfekis, Rabbi Yehuda Leib HaKoyin brings from his brother Reb Chaim, not Reb Chaim Brisker, not Reb Chaim Belozer, Reb Chaim HaKoyin Heller. He says, "Amayr the Gevart." He says, "Takfei Koyin Mitzian Miyadai," or even if Takfei Koyin Ain Mitzian Miyadai, actually, but the idea that if the psak is supposed to be Hamoytzim Echaveil of Araya, listen here, if the psak, it was in the Maran Kaimis, if the psak is supposed to be Hamoytzim Echaveil of Araya, and then someone else grabs it, and suddenly we switch it, and the psak is Hamoytzim Echaveil of Araya the other way, that's fine. Because we're not changing the game rules. We're just changing the characters. And that's fine. But when something's supposed to be Yachloiku, and now you're switching it to Hamoytzim Echaveil of Araya, that's changing the rules. That you're not allowed to do. That he says, that's a Klor of art, he says it. I'll tell you, Lagabi, what he says it even. I think we have it over here. The Ochi Alufi Marena Reb Chaim HaKoyin, Heishavui. The Heicha, the Tchilas Hadin HaMoytzim HaKabel of Araya, Oz Mahani Tfisa, Afil La'ach Shonei Lera Sofik. Aval Heicha, Shetchilas Hadin B'neim Yachloiku, then you can't switch a Yachloiku. Quickly, where do we have a Psak of Yachloiku? Besides the Shnai Moitzim. Where else do we have Yachloiku? But Metziah Daf Kuf. But when Metziah Daf Kuf, Machlo Parvato, Bechamor, Dror de Mamoina. Where else did we have Yachloiku? But Bebasa Daf Beis. But Bebasa Daf Beis, the Kaisel between two people and it fell down. And there it's a big balagan. Because over there the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, there's a special umdana that they built it together. And the Rishayim will ask, I brought the place in the Maram Kaimis. Why do you need a special umdana that they built it together? The din was going to be Yachloiku anyways. And then they say, no, if the Kaisel fell into one of his Rishus, he'll say, I'm the Muxik. Yeah? But until now, the Psaq was Yachloiku. Time and again, you have to reckon with this. If the psak was supposed to be yachloiku, it's not so spashit to switch the psak to hamaytzim echavel avarayim. If the psak was going to be hamaytzim echavel avarayim, you can switch it. If the psak was supposed to be yachloiku, not.
Is it
hamaytzim echavel avarayim on each half? Oh, that's right. Yeah, separate hamaytzim echavel. That's what I want to get to now. Is it a separate hamaytzim echavel on each half? I want to talk and get to that also. So I want to talk first. Speak out the chedushi haran. I think I mentioned this maybe. I should or shouldn't have on Daf Beis and Aleph. In the beginning of the sugya, we talked about Shnai Moitzim when we cleared the Shiloh. Is the matzav of Shnai Moitzim blue green? Or is it Reuven is totally holding 100% and it's gray? Shimon is also holding a total 100%. We discussed this Chakira Lagabi whether it should be a Shavuos HaNoitlin or a Shavuos HaNaftarin. We discussed it if it would be a Migul HaHoitzi Lagabi more than half. We discussed it on a lot of different fronts. And now we're discussing it over here, but I want to say out that whereas until now this Chakira was maybe a Chroin Yisharei to be Mazrit, get ready, according to the Chedushi Haran, and it's in today's Maram HaKoyimis, and only the Chedushi Haran, no one else learns like that, but according to the Chedushi Haran, he says something fascinating. I'm trying to get there that the Gemara is going to be Mavor, that Avada, when Reuven grabs the Shnai Moitzim, the Katalis, if Shimon is Soiveach, retorts, reacts, oh, I forgot the other word, contests. Protests right away, for sure nothing happening. If he's shaysik for who knows how long, then not. What about in between case? We're not sure. Is it a haidah or not? Says the Ran. You know what's the situation of shaysik v'charkach tzavach? It is a suffik haidah. Not that we're not sure. Is it a vaday haidah or is it vaday not a haidah? It's not 100-0. It's behagdor halachically categorized as a suffik haidah. Yeah. And what do you do in a case when Reuven grabs something and he might be able to win because he has a suffik haidah? Says the Ran. Rab Zeiro, the Gemara, was clearing the blue-green-gray Yeshivish Chakira. Is the Pshat and Shnai Moichs and the Talis blue-green? Oy bazoi, when Reuven wants to grab the green half, Suffolk Haido won't let him grab it. Oy domino, it's all Greg anyways, and if it's a Suffolk Haido, he'll be able to. The Gemara is clearing the utmost Yeshivish Chakira. I remember Girsa Diankasa, I haven't seen it in many years, but I think even Schottenstein in the English once, I saw once when I was much younger, in a footnote, they don't bring it as Pashat Shana, the Gemara, when they're translating the words, but in the footnote they do say, I look at the Ron, it's a whole different Gemara. Rav Zeir is clearing the Yeshiva Shechakir of whether it's, I won't use blue-green, that's my color code, whether it's Kolach HaMuchzik V'Vadoyis B'Chetzioi, or Kolach HaMuchzik B'Sveika Al-Kuloi. But according to the Ron, that is the suffix of the Gemara. But even not according to the Ron, that's the Rav Elchanan in the Maror Mekayimus. Even not according to the Ran, that is going to explain why Tfisa maybe doesn't help. Why, not like the Ramban that says that the reason Tfisa doesn't help is Tafik Koyim. And if you're really holding the Pshat as Vaishnav, the Ramban learns that it's a Chalukami Safik. So like the Ramban, it's Taka connected to Tafik Koyim. The same rules that Tafik Koyim is going to say, if it's Maitzi in the other or not, is the same rules of Tafik Huvein Koyim, or whatever his last name is, Maitzi in the other. But the other Rishonim are going to learn out. We proved the Ramban holds Tafik Koyim. Always ain't Mitzian the other, and here it's Mitzian. The Rosh says, by a bari tafakayin. Tysus brings the rules later on. All of that shows this topic. Now, there's so much more to do, but we're going to start with this thing. The Gemara clearly made only three levels, and I started this before. Tzavach miyad, but what does miyad mean? 2 seconds later is ready too late. If the guy, mamish, 3 seconds was quiet, he's already up to level B. Level B means shasak v'charkach tzavach, the case Rav Zeir was Masukh with that. Then there's level C. Level C is Shostak Mitchila Vatzoif. Again, I'm going to say, level A is Tzavach Miyad. Level B is Shostak V'Acharkach Tzavach. Level C, and that's from Zeris Shaila. Level C is Shostak Mitchila Vatzoif. Then for sure it's a Haidah. Then for sure Reuven can keep it. Shneimel, I don't know if Shimon can get it back, but Adam, I will talk about that. He was mine, it's Reuven. It's over. Game over. Now, I'm going to make this simple. You could probably do this sliced thinner, but maybe Birshuschem, I'll say only 5 levels. Meaning the Gemara makes 3 levels. I'm gonna start a call physically show you 5 stages. And it's very simple. Stage 1 is for sure gonna be level A, Tzavach Miyad. Stage 5 is gonna for sure be level C, Shosak Mitfila Ma'ad Soif. The 3 slice levels in between are going to huge be a machlekes rishonim, whether I should categorize them as level A, B, or C. I confuse myself. Let me explain it like this. Tzavach miyad. You know what? When Reuven grabbed the talis, let's assume it took about 30 seconds. There was, I started telling people like Shimon started grabbing back. They said, no, it doesn't say that. So I don't know if Shimon was actually also pulling back, or even if he wasn't, but he was just being like, he was just being tight. Can we assume it took 30 seconds, just there was a scuffle, it took 30 seconds, okay? After that 30-second scuffle, they stick around the Bezdin. Things are still happening. They can stick around the Bezdin for a while, and eventually they walk out. And watch this. I'll start with an extreme sheet one way. How about that? Yeah, the Ritva brings a day. The Ritva brings a few options, but the Ritva brings a day. Get ready for this. The Ritva says, Tzavach miyad is mamish precision the first second. If you didn't protest, react, pull back, scream, at least politely say something, right away, then you're not anymore at Tzavach. You're level B. You're in Rav Zeir's Shailin. Automatically. Even if you started screaming during the scuffle, too late. For 3 or 4 seconds at the beginning of the scuffle, you didn't scream. That's what? Again, maybe Tachin Adib Rabbachalif and his mamish called Miyad. Yesh Ladin, what the, scientifically what Miyad means on milliseconds. But this mamish Miyad, and again, the Ritva brings a Deya, get ready, that only when you mamish right away, miyad, reacted, that's called sabach miyad. If even during the scuffle, a few seconds into the scuffle, you started getting what's it called, that's already called, you didn't react, that's already level 2, that's already Rav Zeir's Shaila. And by the way, you can continue that even levels 3 and 4, we'll soon see. Then there's, most Rishonim argue, as long as you started your reaction before Reuven got it in his hands, it could be 10, 20 seconds in, you're still a Tzavach Miyadnik. Okay, but what then? Then they stuck around in Bezdin for a few more minutes and he was still quiet. A lot of Rishonim say, no, that's already Shosak. And the Rashba says, no, you could stick in Bezdin for an hour. You're not Shosak Metzila Vatzoif till you walk out of Bezdin. But I have it said in the Rashba that even Shosak V'Charkach Tzavach is only if you scream like mamish near the end, right before you walked out of Bezdin. Anything earlier than that could still be called miyad. Miyad could be 20 minutes in. And again, I'll give you the 5 levels and then you have to just place where you want to put A, B, and C. There's tzavach mamish betchila satkifa. There's shasak betchila satkifa, but Sovach besoif hatkifa. Shosak kol hatkifa. Sovach miyad achar hatkifa. Shosak afilo laachar shenigmar hatkifa. Aval adayin bebezdin. Shosak afilo ad ad bechlal shiyotzim bebezdin. And again, Sovach miyad 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 is for sure level A, and as the Gemara says, my havalei lemebad. Reuven avad can't do tfisa. Why not? Quick chazara. The Ramban says because of fuck vekarin. We said other resveir. All the way at the other end of the spectrum is when you walked out of Beis Din, still being quiet, and then avad you came back. If you didn't come back, so don't come back. You came back. In the middle, we have these three levels, and it's a huge machlokes. We show him it's kedai to see in the Rashi, the Ritva, and the Ramban. Another very important nekuda. Ooh. The Gemara stages the case that he did this in front of the Beis Din. He did it in front of the Beis Din. What if it wasn't in front of Beis Din? What if it was in front of Edom? It was in front of Edom, but it wasn't in front of Beis Din.
After the case?
No. It was a case of Shnai Moizim. They didn't go into Beis Din yet. Shnai Moizim, nice point. But Shnai Moizim, and it's in front of Edom, and each one's tiny Kulah Shali. Or you know what? Maybe they went into Beis Din, said their things. I don't know why they walked out, though. They're now not in front of Beis Din. There's a huge machlekes rishonim, but get ready, mikotze lakotze. The Rashba brings it sad that if it's not in front of Beis Din, then even if you were shosik the whole time, it's not a haidah yet. Because you only have to react when you're in front of Beis Din. If you're not in front of Beis Din, you don't have to react. And you're being quiet, it doesn't say anything yet. The other rishonim say punkfaket. When it's not in front of Beis Din, then avada even more quickly you have to react. And all the excuses of the middle levels that, oh, I waited a little bit. Hello, the Gemara says, why did I wait? The Gemara in the first says, Chazi le'rabbanan, I relied on the Dayanim. Hey, there were no Dayanim here. You didn't know. There was no Dayanim. So what were you relying on? It could be that even an earlier stage would already be called Chazim Mechila Vatzai. So it comes out, it's a funny thing. And what's interesting is because the Shach in Chayshin Mishpat, in Simen Kuflam Ches, we're going to see next time that a lot of things are in Simen Kuflam Ches. The Shach says these halachas of Shosak, Tzavach, and all that is in front of Beis Din. Who adin if it's in front of Edom? Who adin the Oysa halacha if it's in front of Edom? And the Tumen asks on the Shach, he says, no one holds like that. Go to the Rishonim. Either the Rishonim go all the way to the other extreme, then when it's not in front of Beis Din, you never have to scream and protest and react, and therefore it's always in Tzavacha. You can come be Tzavach an hour later. Or Fakert, over there you mamish have to be Tzavach Miyad because you don't have the excuse of Chazal Rabbanan. But to say that it's the same, Mamonavshach doesn't shtim. Now, an interesting shaila is, what if there was no Edom either? Oh, there were. Me'achayri ha-geder. Shimon and Reuven weren't aware that there were Edom. Shimon did keep quiet. But he really thought there's no one there, right? Is there noise when a tree falls down in an empty forest, right? Is it a raya? Edom, in fact, them not knowing, were made. We saw Shimon calmly not react. You know, there's an expression, asetut vei shreitman. There's an attitude like that also, and it's part of the machlekes rishonim. There's a tzad to say, even if there were no Edom there, the Edom mecha, as far as their acknowledgement, the Edom mecha together watch Shimon do it quietly. On one hand, that's vaitrarai that he's moida. Asetut vei shreitman. On the other hand, no. Maybe your reaction is to the dayonim. Your reaction is to the Edom. By the way, over there, Zichron, he should have grabbed it back. Hello, let's go back to that. We asked why in the beginning of the Shea, remember this question? Why didn't Shimon grab it back? So we said, the Beis Din is, Edom Echor Agedder, there's a bigger question here. Why didn't you grab it back?
He was the one that was nervous. Because it's his, he didn't want to rip it.
I didn't want to rip it, okay,
was,
okay.
Sam Sefer, the baby.
Okay.
Because it's his.
Yeah.
No,
he's talking about a different story. One second. I want to ask a question. Shnayim nichnosu le-Beis Din. Not holding a talus. The talus is on the table in front of the Beis Din. Reuven says coolishly, Shimon says coolishly. What's the din?
How are we?
What's the din? Buy a talus. Kol Dom Gavar. Excellent. Excellent. Who doesn't hold Kol Dom Gavar? Shnayim? The Rivot. Taisim of Abbas.
No, this is here. Beis Din is Thomas Porter.
That's on a shlishi, not by talus.
Not
by talus. You can ask why not, but not by talus. But I'm talking about Taishim Baba Basra.
So
what does Taishim say Baba Basra?
No,
because it's not drawn to Moya. Pashas is not drawn. Someone would agree, it's not Yachalaikus. Someone would agree to Arva. It doesn't say, that's a nice one. It doesn't say Sumkhazam is an Arva. The Gemara speaks out, he doesn't. But I have a different one. If the Riva holds that Shnayim Vitalis, no one's Eichzin, the din is Vaiti Yachleikim. Most of Shem say called Alam Gavar, but the Taisa says it's not a Vadi Rami because it's Vididomi and it's Yachleikim. Okay, and then Reuven grabs it. What's the din now? Reuven grabs it off the table. Reuven grabs it off the table.
That is called Alam Gavar.
No, but like the Riva, excellent. Like the Riva, that the din is Yachloiku. Yachloiku with a Shvua, mind you. Yachloiku. And then Reuven grabs, Reuven grabs it. Yeah, what's the din? A lot to think about. Did Reuven, first of all, yes, you're supposed to ask me, you're supposed to re-ask, how did Shimon react? You didn't ask. How did Shimon react? Let's go through the options. If Shimon screams right away, or whatever Tzavach means, reacts right away, yeah. Could Reuven B'cholefin grab it? I mean, we were mazbir that maybe the reason why Reuven can't grab it is because Shimon has his green pot. Not if it's on the table. I have a tzad that Reuven could grab it even if Shimon screams. And then I separately have to analyze if Shimon is Moida and Shasak and go through the various stages of Shasak. Kids, you have to go through the entire sugya, rehash the entire sugya according to the revolt. Okay, so we made a haschala. There's a lot of pratim in the sugya. We're going to talk and develop and move on, but you have to know as the sugya develops, not to lose, that we have to always go back to the beginning and re-cheshbin and recycle, and it needs a lot of concentration and a lot of haravanya and a lot of time and effort, and the siyat of the shmai, if we'll work hard, we'll talk to be able to make a kinyan and have a tfisa in the sugya. Follow the signs, right?
Every case of Kaddishayim, the guy that it was taken from should have a suffix that writes if he has to give it or not.
We're going
to
talk about
Lachumran, he has to give it.
That's a basic question we're going to talk about by Tukvei Kohen Avad. That's an excellent kasha. That's a Tukvei Kohen kasha.
But maybe it doesn't answer the other guy. The other guy can't take down his suffix that writes.
We're going to talk about it. Excellent.